It is a Friday morning, which means it's time for StoryCorps. This project is collecting interviews from all kinds of people across the country, and today we hear from a mortician in Atlanta. Sam Reed has worked for the last 10 years as caretaker for the city's historic Oakland Cemetery. He says he was born to do this job.
I remember one time in the first grade, my teacher, she was going around to everyone, and she asked them what they want to be. So she got to me, and she said, Sammy Reed. They all called me Sammy instead of Samuel. What do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be an undertaker. And everybody thought that was crazy. But I was always fascinated with the way their person looked when you went to see them. Coming up, you would listen to the elders talk about a person was killed in a car wreck and they was messed up and everything. But when you got to the funeral, you would hear them say, wow, grandma looked great. She looked at peace. And I wanted to know how to do that. And whenever I had a pet die, you know, I always would bury the pet on the side of the creek bank. I would have my little sisters, they would pick flowers and we just stand around and have a little funeral, you know. So I just knew this is what I was destined to do, to deal with the dead. And I always get this, you don't look like an undertaker. And I said, well, what does an undertaker look like? They said they look dead and they look old and they drink a lot. I said, well, I'm not dead. I don't think I look old even for my age. And I said, I don't drink. You know, a lot of people think because we're morticians and we're in the business dealing with this on a day-to-day basis that we're cold. But we react the same way when we lose a loved one. I mean, it's no different. And the best part is meeting the needs of the families. Their load should be just a little bit lighter. That's what I strive to do every day, to make people feel better.
That's Sam Reed at StoryCorps in Atlanta. His interview and all the others will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can sign up for the podcast at npr.org.